In this video, we are going to talk about how a local church can send and support new ministry expressions. Multiplication is exciting, but it must be guided wisely. A micro church, house church, daughter church, or soul center should not begin simply because someone has energy or an idea. Energy is helpful. Ideas matter, but spiritual leadership also requires character, training, accountability, and a clear connection to the body of Christ. The local church plays a vital role. A church can notice emerging leaders. It can invite them into training. It can help them discern calling. It can provide mentoring, encouragement, oversight, prayer, and commissioning. It can help new ministry expressions begin with health instead of confusion. The first step is discernment. Who is spiritually mature? Who is teachable? Who gathers people naturally? Who loves scripture? Who cares about souls? Who respects church leadership? Who can lead without controlling? Who has a burden for a neighborhood group or community? The second step is training. Christian Leaders Institute can provide accessible ministry training. Leaders can grow in Bible, discipleship, ministry practice, communication, evangelism, leadership, and pastoral care. Training gives emerging leaders a stronger foundation before they are sent. The third step is defining the ministry expression. Is this a house Bible study? Is it a micro church connected to the sending church? Is it a daughter church being planted in another community? Is it a soul center connected to Christian Leaders Alliance recognition? Each expression needs clarity. Who is being served? Where will it meet? How often will it gather? What will happen when it meets? What relationship will it have to the sending church? What authority does the leader have? What should be referred back to the pastor or elders? How will giving, records, communication, and safeguarding be handled? These practical questions are not unspiritual. They protect the ministry. The fourth step is support. A local church can support a new ministry expression through prayer, mentoring, periodic check-ins, leadership coaching, shared resources, and public encouragement. A pastor or elder may meet monthly with the leader. The church may invite testimonies from the gathering. The congregation may pray for the new work. The fifth step is commissioning. In Acts 13, the church at Antioch prayed, fasted, laid hands on Barnabas and Saul, and sent them. That pattern reminds us that Christian leaders are not merely self-launched. They are recognized and sent in relationship with the church. A commissioning moment says, "We see God's work in you. We bless this ministry. We will support you. You are not alone." That matters. New ministry leaders can become lonely or discouraged. They may face relational conflict, low attendance, unclear expectations, or spiritual opposition. Support helps them stay faithful. Pastor, sending new ministry expressions does not mean losing control in an unhealthy way. It means practicing wise stewardship. You are not trying to build an empire around one pulpit. You are helping the body of Christ become fruitful in many places. Some new expressions will grow. Some will remain small. Some may last for a season. Some may become daughter churches or soul centers. The goal is not to force every gathering into the same shape. The goal is to multiply faithful Christian presence. When the local church trains, sends, and supports new ministry expressions, the gospel gains more touch points in the community. More homes can host prayer. More neighborhoods can hear scripture. More believers can use their gifts. More people can be invited into discipleship. This is how a church becomes a multiplication hub. In the next video, we will talk about order, oversight, and accountability in multiplication.